He is the firstborn. He is the firstborn that have been raised from the dead, that's starting a new breed, a new race, a new kind of man on planet Earth. That death can't touch him. Sin can't stop him. Poverty can't have him. Prosper everywhere he goes. Hallelujah. Reign in life. Achieve, accomplish every opposition that the enemy throws in. Where? Right here on planet Earth. This new kind of man. This God man. This man that God has moved on the inside. And he lived by the power of God. He lived by the power, the life of God. And he's not the only one. Look at my lips and listen to the word. He's the firstborn. If the first, after one come what? After two come what? And just go on and on. When you get to 100, what happened? 101. We get to 300, what you got? 31. Get to 1,000, what you got? Get to 10,000, what you got? Firstborn, everyone that's born after him is just like the firstborn.
Yes.
And he said, I want to spend my life, the rest of my life, finding out who I am, what I've been made. I may grasp this now. When? Now. In this life. I was not born to lose. I was born to win. Did you hear me? I was not born to be a rinky dink. I was called forth to be a new creature. I am a new creation. I am a brand new man. So he said, my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, proceeding and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly. And that I may in the same way, listen to this now, that I may in the same way come to know the power that outflows from his resurrection. Woo, when you know the power. When you know the power that outflows from his resurrection. Which, now it just didn't flow out, but look, it flowed out, which he exerted over believers. Who are you? That power is yours. That power that raised Jesus from the dead, every devil, demon in earth and hell couldn't stop it. That power has been exerted to you. You have become a partaker of that kind of power that flows from his resurrection. The power whose power no foe can withstand. Don't have a defense. How does this power work? It works by faith. It works by faith through grace. I have become I have been put in right standing with God. I have access to the thing that I have the access to the things of God. Nothing, I'm going to say it again. Nothing is between God and me. I have free access to everything he has. And my faith can activate it. My faith can release it. My love is what controls it. If I walk in love, it'll work. I build my faith and release it. It'll make sure everything I say will come to pass. And no foe can withstand it. No foe can stop it. I can talk my way into victory. I can walk in victory. I can live in victory. I can call those things which be not as though they were, not be troubled, not be moved. Although this stuff is going on, everything look like it's falling apart, I walk in and say, peace be still.
Amen.
And that situation that's so blown apart has to settle down. Stop it action and turn around and become what I say it is. Can y'all get this? Is this too much for you? Hallelujah. I'm talking about the power that outflowed from his resurrection. And you became a part of that. How do you get in that? I'm gonna show you what he said in just a minute. How do you get that? You gotta get in the word. You can't afford to be listening to. My daddy had a saying, you heard me say it many times. My daddy had a saying, so you can't be listening and fooling around with Tom, Dick, and Harry. And that's the problem, folks. They fooling around with Tom, Dick, and Harry, and they don't even know what they're talking about. The power that outflow from his resurrection. Hallelujah. Which it exerts over believers. And that I may so share his suffering as to be continually transformed in spirit in his likeness, even to his death in the hope. All right, let me unravel that to you. All right? In his suffering, I may so share in his suffering. See, the first thing a person think about when he mentions suffering, they're thinking about something he already paid for. He ain't sick. I say he's not sick. He's not broke. He's not confused. So you can't share with him in that. Because he's none of that. What suffering? They call a nitwit. Lost your mind. Calling on something you can't see. Persecuting you for your faith. The more tongue talker. They talk in tongues. I ain't gonna do that mess because I don't know what I'm saying. Come on, come on. But I don't care what you call me. I'm a tongue talker, Bible believing, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And people persecute people like that. He said, are you willing to share in my suffering? That's the suffering he's talking about. Because the world don't accept us. And most of the church world don't accept us. Come on. Because they think we gone off the end. Gone off the deep end. Done lost. You don't know what you're talking about. He said, are you willing to share in my suffering? Hallelujah. Are you willing to share in that kind of suffering? Are you willing to stand up? But when they get in trouble, guess who they're going to call? That nitwit. That old tongue talk. Huh? They believe in laying hands on folk. They believe in that here to come. Are you willing to share that? Are you willing? Are you too afraid to be identified with a tongue talk? By believing. Holy Ghost feel by confessing. Claim it, name it and claim it, blab it and grab it. I don't want to be caught, identified that kind of stuff. I name it, I claim it, I blab it, I grab it. Listen to this. Listen, I name it, I claim it, I blab it, I grab it, I got it. Huh? Thank you, Lord.